It seemed like an innocent game of lacrosse. A group of men invited locals to come watch what was billed as an important game between two top teams. What resulted was an amazing use of trickery to flip the odds in a military conquest. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
In 1715, the French established Michilimackinac, a fort at today's Mackinac City, Michigan, which you can visit. The British took over the place in 1760 after winning the French and Indian War. Relations with local tribes began to change. As Craig Wilson explains, what resulted was a well-organized, multi-pronged attack.
In the summer of 1763, there's kind of a pan-native uprising that takes place all around the Great Lakes. And so they actually attack, kind of their own volition, 8 forts around the Great Lakes, including Michilimackinac.
And because Michilimackinac was the largest of those forts, it took a well-designed plan to capture it. The Ojibwa played a game of what we would call lacrosse. They hailed it as a great sporting contest and invited the British soldiers outside to watch.
At a certain point, they tossed the ball near the gate. They all ran over like they were going to scoop it up and keep playing. And instead, they ran inside, and all the women who had been watching the game had concealed weapons, which they passed out. So now you have 400 armed men inside the fort here, and it happened so quickly the British weren't able to offer any resistance. So the local Ojibwa actually captured Michilimackinac in just a couple minutes.
15 to 20 soldiers were killed. Others were taken prisoner and ransomed. The French-Canadian civilians were not harmed, as the Ojibwa had no quarrel with them. About a year later, the British returned and worked to better the relations with local tribes.
In about a 10-year period, they're very successful, because by the mid-1770s, as you start to see unrest in the Atlantic colonies out east, some of the men who actually masterminded the attack here in 1763 are some of the staunchest British allies.
But the American Revolution was looming, and this fort was about to move. That's next time, as we travel the countryside. Mackinac City, Michigan, I'm Andrew McRae.